This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته everyone. I hope you guys are doing well. All right. So we are talking about something really powerful today and something really like a general reminder for everybody. See, oftentimes what happens is we end up growing up, as does everybody. And when we grow up, we have the sense that, you know, I have the right, okay, I have a right to be a leader. I have a right to lead a particular situation. I have the right to a particular thing because, you know, people of my age, my spectrum, people that are in my range, because we have earned that right of being in this world longer, we should be the ones that should be leading a conversation, or we should be the ones that would be in charge of something, or we should be the one that should be in charge of a particular scenario, situation, or occupation, organization, whatever you want to call it. But if you look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, by the way, this is your brother Ahmed Salim. This is 8 at 8. I keep forgetting that every single time. And we're joined at 8, but never at 8. And it's always for 8 minutes, but it's never for 8 minutes. That type of a scenario that we have. Now, beautifully, what happened, one of the beautiful stories about the current generation passing on the baton to the next generation to come, provided that we find the right skill set, a unique set of skill sets there, is something so powerful. A story what happens with Umar radiallahu anh, where Umar radiallahu anh, he goes and he buys a horse. So he ends up buying a horse, and then what happens is, as Umar radiallahu anh, he is, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, an official guide. He's buying the horse. He buys the horse. And then what ends up happening is as Umar radiallahu anh, he takes that horse and he's walking with that horse and he's walking away with that horse. Something really interesting happens. Halfway down the horse, it starts acting up. So halfway down the horse decides that, it's not gonna act properly. So the horse decides, I'm gonna, you know, become sick and starts pretending, whatever you want to call it. And then what ends up happening is that Umar radiallahu anh, he decides and he looks at this horse and he's like, oh my God, this person sold me the wrong horse. Like, okay. So Umar radiallahu anh, he takes that horse and he goes back to the person and he says, you have sold me the wrong horse, right? Umar radiallahu anhu, he's like upset. He's like, you sold me a wrong horse. How dare you? So the person, he says, Ya Umar, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, لَقَدْ بِعْتُكَ سَالِمًا. I sold this horse to you and it was Salim. There was nothing wrong with this horse. And now you come back to me and you tell me that there's issues with this horse. That is your problem. So obviously, Umar radiallahu anhu,
he's quite upset with the situation. And he's like, no, it doesn't work like this. Like, you can't just do this. It doesn't work like this. You're going to take this horse back from me. So the person, he refuses. He's like, لا أخذه.
I'm not going to take it. You keep it. I'm not taking the horse back. So at that point, something powerful happens. Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, okay, how about you and me, we both end up going to a qadi. We both end up going to a judge. And let the judge be the deciding factor. Let the judge be the tiebreaker between you and me. That itself is so powerful that Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the leader. He was the leader of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the believers. And he says, okay, if you happen to have a disagreement with me, how about you and I, we both go to a judge? And Umar radiallahu anhu gives this person the option to choose the judge. And he says, you pick the judge. And this is this person who Prophet Umar radiallahu anhu bought the horse from. He says, okay, no problem. The judge is going to be Shuraih an al-Qadi. Our judge, the person who's going to judge us, his name is going to be Shuraih al-Qadi. Now, Shuraih al-Qadi is known as he's a tabi'i. He is definitely not at the level of the Sahaba. He is definitely someone who accepted Islam during the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but for some odd reason he was not able to make it, and he was not from the ones who Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was able to be called a Sahabi. So at this point, Shuraih al-Qadhi, he's picked up, and he's the one, he's been picked by the two sides. Umar radiallahu anhu, he agrees, and he says, Radit, I am happy with you. I agree with you. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he agrees to this person, and he says, I agree with you on this. No problem. I'll agree with you on this one, that it is going to be Shuraih al-Qadhi. So then, next thing happens. What is that? They go to Shuraih al-Qadhi, and they said, this is the issue. Amir al-Mu'mineen tells to Shuraih al-Qadhi, who's a tabi'i, and he says, this person I bought this horse from, this horse is now defective. I was traveling on this horse. I was not able to go even this X amount of distance. I want my money back. So Shuraih al-Qadhi, he turns around to Umar radiallahu anhu, and he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O leader of the believers, when you bought it, was it perfectly okay? Then Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, yes, when I bought it, it seemed perfectly okay. When the transaction happened, it was a healthy horse. So then Shuraih al-Qadhi, he turns back to Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, if you want to return it, you have to return it in the same state you bought it. So at that point, Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Subhanallah, ma hadha al-qada, like how wise is this person, Shuraih al-Qadhi, and look at his wisdom to be able to judge. And at that very moment, he appointed Shuraih al-Qadhi as the head of all the judges. And amazingly, understand that Shuraih al-Qadhi, you had all the other Sahabas. You had Ali radiallahu anhu. You had Uthman radiallahu anhu. You had many of the Ashra Mubashira. All of them were alive. So a lot of the Sahabas, they were a little bit riled. They're like, why would you put this kid up to a task? Like, he's just young, you know, Yemeni. He's from Yemen. He accepted Islam. He's not even a Sahabi. Like, come on, right? Like, we do that, right? Sometimes, like, well, he's not even practicing. Like, how can we give him leadership, right? Like, same thing. He's not even a Sahabi. Like, how dare? Like, how could you do that? And look at the wisdom that Umar radiallahu anhu had at that time. That when that happened, subhanAllah, after the death of Umar radiallahu anhu, Shuraih al-Qadhi ended up being a judge for 60 years. So he lived from that age for 60 years. So Umar radiallahu anhu came. Then Ali radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu came, and he left him as the head judge. Then Ali radiallahu anhu came, and he left him as the head judge. Then Muawiyah came, he left him as the head judge. Then the Banu Umayyah, the people of the Umayyah dynasty came, he left him as the head judge. When Hajjaj ibn Yusuf came, that's when Shuraih al-Qadhi decided that he's had enough. He just wants to take some rest. He's been doing it for 60 years. And he requested to be removed from the position. Right? And this is sometimes an important lesson for all of us, that many times, let us not define individuals just by their status, their age, what they have done, where they're from. Rather, we want to look at the true qualities that Allah has blessed that individual and how that particular quality can be used for the benefit of Islam. Okay, and that is the lesson, the biggest lesson in this story. And if we do so, then many of our masajids, many of our Islamic centers, they will have some fresh blood. Right now, a lot of these Islamic organizations within North America, we are going through this renaissance where a particular generation had simply walked away just because of being unwelcomed or being not heard or not given the chance to lead. And the previous generation is holding on tight, saying that this is our rule, our realm, and we own this. And now there is this tug of war that is happening between the two generations, primarily the newer generation trying to take their rightful right. And it's always wise, as one of my teachers, he said, it's always wise for an older person to know that when it is time for them to step back and guide from the back. That's why even if you look at like the animals, right, in alpha packs and stuff like that, an alpha wolf, when they realize, or alpha male, when they realize, they simply back off and let a younger, stronger person lead. And even in the wild, they have these rules. So let's learn from the story that when it is time for you to step back and let other people take the mantle, then let us do that. And let us not make a big fuss about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I will see you all on the other side tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum. Barakallahu feekum.